B-Pod Studios.
1057 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, it's been a long time, as they say, since we had a chance to talk to our friend Harry Medved from Fandango.com. So Harry's checking in from Hollywood. Hey, Harry, how you holding up?
Good, Bob. Hey, LBF and Brian.
Nice
to hear you guys.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
Harry, the movie that everybody's buzzing about, one of the reasons we want to catch up with you, it's been a while since we've had any movie buzz, but Borat 2 is out and about. So what's your take on that?
You haven't seen it yet, right?
I have not.
It was like the biggest movie of this weekend. It's 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. And, Bob, it's hard for me to believe it's 14 years since the last Borat movie.
Wow.
I couldn't believe that. Yeah, but the plot of this one is that 14 years ago, the famed Kazakh journalist was sent to prison for making his country, Kazakhstan, a laughing stock of the world. Because everybody was laughing at him because of the movie Borat.
Right.
So they said, this is humiliating. You must go to the gulag. And so you see him, you know, working the chain gang. The only way that Borat can redeem himself with his countrymen is he now has to bring a gift to America by offering up his 15-year-old daughter
as
a bribe or bride for the White House.
It's
a very weird premise.
Yeah.
But that's what he has to do because the strong man in Kazakhstan, he's very upset that the White House has made friends with all these dictators around the world, but not Kazakhstan? How could we not be part of this boys club?
Oh, my God.
Get me in there, Borat. So, look, the movie is hilarious, but it's divisive. It's also disgusting and shocking. There's a lot
like
of
the first.
Yeah.
LBF, you didn't see the first.
I have a double feature coming up.
You
in
need
my
to
life.
See it. It's insane. So it holds up as good as the first?
Well, you know, here's the problem for me.
Yeah.
I laughed hysterically. I thought it was supremely funny. Mm-hmm. I find it hard to believe that there's anyone in America who doesn't know who Borat is. So, like, how does he prank people?
It's amazing.
In his Borat costume. So, of course, there's a great ruse in the film where he's running down the street as Borat because people are chasing after him looking for his autograph.
Oh, my God.
So he
funny.
Realizes Borat has to come up with disguise. And I have to grab the film.
Let's put it this way. If you love the first Borat, you'll love this one. And if you hate it, you'll probably hate this one.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. And just be aware that this one's even more political.
All right, on the non-edgy thing, tell me about Love and Monsters. This is kind of a feel-good movie, right?
You could say that, yeah. If any monster movie can be a feel-good movie, I love this film. Yeah, now this film, by the way, is like, I think it's 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
means
wow.
That all the critics are loving it. Yeah, this is like a summer popcorn movie coming to us in October, and it's really fun. Dylan O'Brien is the star of the Maze Runner movies.
Yeah,
you know that guy.
Is.
And he's usually like a striking leading man type, you know. In this one, he plays like a nerdy kid who is crazy about his high school sweetheart. But right now, most of humanity is gone. It's the apocalypse.
Mm. Oh,
and,
it's very 2020.
What happened?
Yeah.
Everyone's living in bunkers. Society has fallen apart. So you might think, like, why do I want to watch a movie like this now? This is my reality. I don't need this.
Right.
But here's the thing. The film is full of hope. It's full of love. It's called Love and Monsters. And it's full of optimism. This guy basically says, I'm tired of living in my bunker with my buddies. I'm going to go above ground, and I'm going to go see daylight, and I'm going to go walk 80 miles to find my girlfriend who's in another bunker. And he has to fight all these giant centipedes and snails, ants, and frogs.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds absolutely absurd. It's a real genre hodgepodge. It's an apocalyptic action-adventure comedy romance.
Yeah.
All right, Harry, we're gonna move real quickly. We have like a minute or so left, so we want to get in Halloween movies that people are watching on Fandango.com.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that we looked at the data. Like, what have people watched over the last 5 years? The number one film which still shocks me is Hocus Pocus. This is the film that everybody loves.
In my house,
Nightmare Before Christmas is number two. Number three is Adam's Family.
Wow. Okay.
Number four also surprised me, Casper. Who knew that Christina Ricci Casper movie was doing so well these days? Number five, I'm totally with A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah.
Harry, we got to wrap it up, but usually you'll be kind enough to pass on some Fandango codes for us. Can we do that today?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, any of these movies we just talked about, except for Borat 2, you can watch on Fandango now or Vudu. So, we've got a code for $20. worth $20 of movies at home.
You got two?
Nice.
Let's give out three.
Oh, nice. Why not?
All right. LBF, quick
We're
pick
in a good
them.
Mood.
What callers do you want to take, LBF?
789.
Boom. Give us a call. 888-410-1057. You got him. Harry, let's make sure it's not this long before we talk again, okay?
I agree. And guys, have a good Halloween.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Harry. Good talking to Harry from Fandango. And like I said, 789.
Yep.
Call now. You get $20 codes we can use on Fandango to whatever you want. Hey, by the way, while folks are calling for that real quick, the Halloween movie, 80 Halloween movie bracket at WRMR.com.
Yeah, the 80s movies. It's cool. We're getting down to it.
We're getting down to round four. So, yeah, the choices get harder to make.
I know.
Right. Yeah, there's two matchups left. You want them? You want them?
Yep. I want them.
Nightmare on Elm Street versus Friday the 13th. And The Shining versus E.T.
Wow. Oh.
We're getting down to the final two
out
of this bracket here.
Okay.
I got it.
Check it out, WROR.com. Just for playing, somebody's going to win a $100 gift card to Apex Entertainment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.